Hey, everybody. This is the Womanity Podcast. This is Dr. Rachel Polk, gynecologist, and I have my two buddies here from the menopause retreat. I've got Jean Marino and Anna Myers, and we are going to talk about mindfulness and orgasm today. We might talk a little bit more about just orgasm in general, but here we want to go through some evidence, give you some real factual information, and also some real life information. So I wanted to first ask Jean. Jean, how did you get interested in mindfulness and orgasm?
Good morning, Rachel. So I was interested in mindfulness. I took a class through the Connor Integrative Medicine, and I loved the concept and thought it would be perfect for women who are struggling to reach orgasm, because we know women who are struggling, sometimes it's because they are doing what's called spectatoring. So they almost just disconnect with their body and their situation, and they're not really in the moment. They're not paying attention to sensations. They're worried about what they look like, if they're going to orgasm, what their partner's thinking, and they just lose what's happening. So mindfulness teaches people to be present, to acknowledge thoughts, but not focus on negative ones. It teaches people to have compassion and love for themselves and for others. And so I thought this would just be a perfect intervention for women who are struggling to reach orgasm.
Can you say that? I like that word, spectatorism. So it's like you're watching yourself, or you're kind of looking at yourself from an outside perspective.
Right. So you're just not being present in the moment. Got and it. You can just easily lose the sensation. And so for women to reach orgasm, they really have to be completely in the moment, really turned on and able to let go and be vulnerable. And if you're too worried about, am I going to orgasm? What do I look like? Oh my gosh, this is taking too long, or just any of those negative thoughts, it's just about impossible to get to orgasm. So that's where that practice of mindfulness could be really beneficial.
This reminds me of a lot of the work that Anna does with her sexuality counseling, and there's so much mind-body connection for women with sex, isn't there?
Yeah, totally. I feel like with this reminds me so much of what we're talking about with the sensate focus. And I was thinking about that speaker that we heard yesterday where she was talking about sensate focus, and she was talking about how when you're in the shower and you get it really warm and steamy and hot, and you're like, oh, this just feels so good. That's kind of like that place that you're trying to get, where you're not thinking about everything else going on in the rest of the world, not what's going on, what you look like, all of those kind of things, you know, where you really are just participating.
It's like the reptilian part of our brain, where we're just like, we're just creatures, we're animals, really. It's just being, and not
just being is a great way. Yeah, the mindfulness is really nice. Sensate focus, and you know, you're the expert on that, but that I thought was a little bit more with couples. But mindfulness is just great for a person to just practice by themselves too.
Totally. Nice.
Jean, tell us about the research that you're doing. So we're at ISHWISH right now. That's International Society for Study of Women's Sexual Health. We're at this conference right now. So we're looking at everybody's research, and we're learning lots of stuff, reacquainting with friends in the field. And Jean was presenting her research on mindfulness and orgasm. So tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
So myself and my colleagues from Connor, we wanted to see, could we recruit women who've never been able to reach orgasm? Could we recruit them? And would they like being in a group-based mindfulness intervention? And we met once a week for 8 weeks, and we taught them all about mindfulness. And we had a lot more focus on body scanning and self-exploration with mindfulness purpose behind it. They did writing assignments to reflect on their feelings. We did practice meditations, and overall the women loved it. They loved being with other women. They thought they were the only ones struggling with this problem. They loved talking to other women. They loved practicing the meditations. They were really good. We had a high attendance rate. We had a high compliance with the meditation homework that we gave them. And we were concerned that virtual would be difficult for the women to connect, but that wasn't the case at all. They very quickly connected with one another. So I do think this is a really great feasible option.
Cool.
Did they use the mindfulness, if I may ask, did they use it in combination at some point with masturbation or?
No, we actually very purposefully chose not to include that because we felt like these were women who had been struggling for their entire lives and they had already been there, done that. They actually commented, they were so glad that that wasn't part of this class, was to teach them masturbation and to tell them to use vibrators, because they're like, we already did that. It didn't work.
Okay.
So we very purposefully focused on mindfulness practice.
And with the mindfulness, was there any aspect to it with fantasy or was it like, tell us about what kind of exercises you did with the
So it was being aware of thoughts, but then acknowledging them and not ruminating over them. It was learning self-compassion. It was learning compassion for others. It was having mindfulness in everything that they do throughout the day. So this isn't just mindfulness with sexual play. This is mindfulness when you're brushing your teeth, mindfulness when you're washing dishes. Mm-hmm. And we just really wanted to incorporate an entire lifestyle of mindfulness. So, I mean, this is just so great. Personally, I think for every single person to do all the time, but we moving forward would love to adjust our class to have a little bit more reflection on what the trouble of reaching orgasm, what effect that's had on them, and then also having more of a discussion on mindfulness in particular sexual acts and seeing if that might be supportive too.
I think this is such a important and interesting concept because right now we walk around staring at our phones.
Mm-hmm.
We are absorbed in an, you know, this virtual world, and we do everything opposite of being mindful.
Yes.
So it's so interesting to
trying to be mindless.
To try to be mindless. It's so true, and I feel like it's so interesting that we have to actually relearn how to live with our minds.
How to be present. It's terrible, but true. So the reason why I had this idea was because I took Suzanne, that's my colleague, her mindfulness class, and I found it completely life-altering. And so that's when I reached out to her and said, hey, have you ever considered doing this for women with sexual problems, because Dr. Brado's done a ton of research on this, and that's how this all started.
Oh, that's so interesting.
That's so awesome.
Anna, I wanted to ask you about, you said something about fantasy, and that I piqued my interest. Tell me more what you were thinking about with fantasy and orgasm.
Well, I guess I was thinking about it more in line with like sensate focus, but also, I mean, just fantasy doesn't have to be this like huge fantasy, like what we have this idea of what fantasy is. It can be something like thinking about a time that you had a really erotic experience.
Pulling up an old memory.
An old memory, thinking about, if you want it just with yourself, thinking about an old memory. If it's with a partner, thinking about an old memory or thinking about what you would like to do, those kinds of things, that's kind of where you bring that fantasy in. And then it starts to get things kind of rolling with the arousal and everything.
You know, that's interesting, because is that going against being mindful?
That's so interesting.
No, I don't think so, because you're focusing on what
that's true. So
that you're trying
like,
to bring it back to what you want.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that is being mindful.
Yeah, and focusing on a positive experience.
Yes,
that's true.
Okay.
I love that. Oh, great. Well, I think the, you know, summary of this, when we talk about orgasm and we talk about arousal for women, and maybe for men too, but in general, our research is for women. The mind is a big part of it. And I will just ask Emma to say her the most important thing. I know
our
it's on her
most mind. Important sex organ, our most powerful sex organ is our mind. So
awesome. All right. Thank you all. Appreciate your time.